It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, today's Am I the Jerk says, am I the jerk for what I said to my sister? Oh, boy.
Oh, it's a sister one.
Someone who has sisters, probably.
Or maybe not. I don't know.
All right, this was from Sherry.
Mm-hmm.
And Sherry says, am I the jerk for what I said to my sister? If I told her if I took care of my house like she does hers, my husband would leave me.
Unrelated. Wait. I got something in my throat.
What?
Dang.
Wow, this is what happens when I don't pre-read them.
Let's hear it.
Okay, Am I the Jerk? You can always submit at amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. Sherry said, my sister and I are only a couple years apart, so we're pretty close. But recently, her and I were talking, and she was expressing how her husband had recently been making commentary about the way their home has been kept. We both live a really traditional life, both stay-at-home moms, homemakers, caretakers, and we normally don't hold back about how we talk to one another. So while we were talking about what her husband said, I candidly expressed my thought that if I had maintained our home the way she does, my husband would probably divorce me ASAP. I didn't think much of what I said, and I didn't think my sister did either until she began yelling at me about how insensitive I am to the whole situation. Her reaction felt unusual, and I told her that. Am I the jerk for what I said to my sister, Sherry? So Sherry told her sister, if I took care of my house like you do, my husband would leave me.
Ugh.
Sheesh.
But did she say it in that way?
I don't know. Oh, my tone.
You know what I mean? No, said, not the tone.
She could have said, if you take care of your house the way that way, my husband would divorce me.
Right? Well, they're close.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And if you're close, you normally speak pretty freely with the people you're close to.
Yeah.
When you don't think somebody's going to get offended, and they do, that's a weird situation to be in. Because if you are close with somebody, you kind of say what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And when you say what you want and it goes wrong, you don't know how we got here.
Especially your sister. You're going to say whatever you want. Siblings, there's game on.
And listen, she was not talking about her situation. She was saying, if I did what you were doing, my situation would not last.
Right.
She took herself out of it, she took her sister out of it and put herself in the shoes.
So she insulted the hell out of her. She said, your house is a mess. Your husband probably thinks it's a mess, and my husband would leave me if I did this.
Ooh.
But she might have just also, some of that's projection.
Maybe.
My own husband put so much pressure on me, possibly, this is a thought, to clean, or I feel that within myself, that I'm now projecting that onto her, when maybe her and her husband don't care what the house looks like.
True.
See?
Very true.
So it's like, you can come over, and if it's not my way of living, what do you care?
But if she's disclosing, listen, clearly this is an issue, and you're speaking freely with your family, and you go, well, I mean, if I was in your situation, I'd probably get divorced. Who do you... You don't think you're going to offend somebody with such commentary like that?
Sheesh.
Dog.
All right. 1-414-533-1037. You have to dial the 1. I'm going to keep saying that because we found out it matters.
It's the secret sauce. You got to dial the 1.
Sherry wants to know if she's the jerk for what she said to her sister. She told her, if I took care of my house like that, my husband would leave me.
I'm leaning towards Najee.
Dude.
I'm leaning towards
Najee. I'm so glad I don't have a husband or a sister to come over, because they would be like, whoosh, this house is disgusting. Like, you're never going to get a man. Okay, great.
You're used to talking a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
She's projecting, like you said, the sister's projecting her emotions and reflecting it and expressing it at her sister.
Yeah.
When really she's just uncomfortable at home because she probably doesn't feel like she's taking care of her house the right way.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're going to take your calls and your texts next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Sherry wrote in, wants to know if she's the jerk for what she said to her sister. She told her sister if she took care of her house like she does, her husband would leave her.
Hey, we're talking candidly, though. How you gonna get offended after being so close?
I would have, easily.
You say what you want with family most times.
Olga is calling from Milwaukee this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Olga.
You're gonna be first up today on Am I the Jerk. Do you think Sherry's a jerk for what she said to her sister?
She is definitely a jerk.
Ooh.
Definitely.
Go on.
Why not offer help to her sister?
Oh,
that's nice to say. Yeah. Do you need help around here? Do you need help with something? Because it looks like you're overwhelmed,
yeah.
Which would also be a backhanded compliment.
I mean, we don't know if kids are involved or what.
Yeah.
Right. She's probably depressed, or she doesn't, you know, and she's also projecting what's going on maybe in her marriage.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I said. Mm-hmm. I stick to that. If you're bringing up other people's houses and how clean they are, it might be really projecting about what is going on at your own house. Usually everything we say to other people is about ourselves anyway.
True.
If you really want to break it down at the end of the day.
If you're already talking about it, though, and hear me out. If you're already talking about the situation and you make an unfortunate backhanded comment, it is what it is. You have to embrace that and go from there. You can't get offended if you opened up the can of worms to the conversation.
Right. Help her.
Olga's saying jerk.
All right. Olga says jerk. Thank you for calling, girlfriend. We'll talk to you later.
You're welcome. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Christine is in Milwaukee this morning. Christine, which way you going? Is she the jerk for what she said to her sister? Hi.
Bubbly, I love
it. She is not a jerk.
Okay.
Ooh.
Go on.
Yeah, so I've actually been in the same exact situation with my sister. She's a mom of three, and she works full-time, and her house is a little disastrous. You can tell that three kids live there.
Mm-hmm.
And I said the same thing, that if I did the same thing, my boyfriend would not be too happy with the situation. But I said it out of care. We were raised to take, like, a negative comment and use it as kind of motivation. So
yeah.
I said it as a thing to, like, okay, maybe if you see what others are seeing, maybe that might help motivate you to clean or pick up just a little bit, you know, to help your situation.
Well,
but
turning a negative into a positive, classic mental health tactic, is honestly.
Yeah.
When you go to therapy, you learn how to rethink into positive stuff a lot of times.
And that could have helped in this situation.
Uh-huh. Well, and I do agree that sometimes if people's houses are super dirty, there is depression, but that's not everybody.
No,
people just live like that and don't care.
Some people love the mess.
Yeah.
I'm sloppy and I just wave it on the ADHD and the disorganization.
You flip it to the positive. You go,
really
it's not me.
I'm depressed. It's not me. I mean, hello. All right. Thanks for calling, Christine. Have a good day.
Thank you.
So
Bye.
We are split down the middle now. One 50-50. Jerk, one not the jerk. And look who's on the phone is the tiebreaker. Destiny.
Have we my eggs are good. Are your eggs good? Yeah, my hash browns are good. I'm sorry, I'm just talking
eggs?
To Dave Chappelle.
Oh.
We're having breakfast.
Chicken eggs. Thought you meant eggs. It's like, no. You probably don't work anymore, but who knows? Destiny, when are you finding out the gender of your baby?
November 20th.
Okay, because we're doing a gender reveal with you and Lala. Okay,
definitely
noted.
Doing a gender reveal.
Okay.
You know that's right.
Back to Am I the Jerk? You are the tiebreaker.
Sidebar.
So, which way are you going?
She ain't no jerk. She told her how it was. Although, Olga, high five to you from over here in this vehicle. I was almost feeling like what she was saying, like maybe she could be under the weather. But at the same time, I'm just telling you what it is, and you don't like to hear the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, You don't want to hear your house is dirty.
Yeah.
But she already heard. She just heard it from her husband. But you can't be mad at each other because I'm telling you how it is. If it ain't coming from my sister, then I don't want to hear from nobody else.
Yeah. I feel like this is your car, though. Like, you get in my car, it's none of your business how dirty my car is. That's my business. Just like my house is none of your business. Unless you're coming in to help.
But if you're going
to
bring it up how dirty your car is, I'm going to be like, yeah, it do kind of stink up in here. I don't know what you got up in here. That Taco Bell that you and your boys had, that popcorn from 3 weeks, that got to come out already.
The goldfish.
Sister made it her business. That's what I'm saying.
What I'm saying.
Open up that can of worms. Yep, yep, yep.
Yeah. My right. feet hurt, girl. My feet be hurting too if they look like that. You see what I'm saying?
Damn.
I'm just saying. You opening it, we opening. Okay, let's go. The book's open. Let's read it.
She opened it. She opened it and then some. All right. Well, Destiny, thank you for your input today.
You're very welcome.
She's like, you want to know? You want the truth? I'll give you the truth. How about that?
You want the truth? You can't handle.
So, actually, a lot of people couldn't handle the truth, they if you really, want me to be honest.
And Sherry's sister couldn't. That's why she lashed out.
Mm-hmm. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Oh, oh, oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.